TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TalkLine. It's Friday and January 1st. It's the new year. Happy New Year's. I'm Diane McGachran, and you are whomever you are, spread out throughout the Yukon, Kuskokwim Delta, and Bethel. It's time for you to make some calls or email us, and you can do that. Do I have a caller, Grady? Oh, Grady looked like
you. I'm just bouncing around nervously hoping for one this morning. I know it's late, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not late, but dark.
It's dark out, yes. Okay, so it's I'm going to give out the numbers. They're 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And your emails and calls can be anonymous. And we welcome hearing what you're saying goodbye to in 2020, bye 2020, and what you're welcoming for 2021. So it'd be fun to hear what people have on their mind as we transition into a new year. And we're also getting a little more light. And if you were in Bethel last night, the fireworks were fantastic. And thank you to the fire department for putting those on. It was really fun. It was a warm night, too, so you could, relatively speaking, and you could stand outside and watch the fireworks and not have to be in your warm running car, so that was kind of cool.
So I got on the phone to Mom.
Oh, you called your mom?
From fireworks last night.
Oh, did you?
And she not alerted me, but notified me that the New York and Boston's fireworks celebrations were curtailed or discontinued for the holiday. That's a big deal for me in Boston every year. I go to the first night.
I've been to those when I lived in Boston. But I know that Boston, I think they canceled them because they were afraid of people gathering. See, so there wasn't a real safe way to gather, you know, down in Boston.
People were being safe last night. Not that I noticed a lot of masks, but I did notice that people were generally keeping distance.
Yes, seemed like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people stayed in their cars. That's good, too. And, and our COVID numbers have slowly gone down here in the YK Delta, and that's awesome, and that's due to villages being able to shut down and maintain that kind of protection. And everywhere I go in Bethel, I do see people wearing masks. So these are if done by enough people, it's very effective. It's not something that I can wake up and be the only one wearing a mask. That's not going to do anything. It is the kind of thing that requires a collective approach.
I think collectively, people that find themselves in remote rural Alaska, whether by chance or choice, are the type that tend to not be moved so quickly by their need to socialize. and consequently, maybe we're having an easier time of maintaining our social distance because we're, you know, forced to be socially distanced regularly.
Yeah, I know, but I think we didn't do that so well.
Well, I think everybody doesn't do it so well.
Because our numbers were pretty high. But then everyone got it together, I think. And I really appreciate I really respect the authority that the villages have because they can go beyond the authority of the governor. But Bethel can't, because it's a second-class city.
Same vein, but in other gear. I use myself as a barometer for, you know, the average dumb guy on the street.
And
I will say that people aren't washing their hands enough, and we're slipping.
is that the observation?
That's the observation.
The man on the street.
The man on the street isn't washing his hands enough or doing the services as well as we originally were And that's something we should revisit. And I say that directly to myself in the reflection that I see between you and I in this glass that's between us.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's going to be, there's three breaks we take during Talk Line. Every half hour we take like a 2-minute break. So that's a good hand washing time if people want to do that.
I need to take your advice and do so.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to give out the numbers again. 543-5985. 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org.
It's a super time to call in if you've never called in, or just if you're kind of shy, you know, there's not going to be a pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. So feel free to do that. I got a couple of calls last night from people who were in their villages, and some villages had fireworks going on, so that was probably fun to see.
And your dogs? My dogs were reacting.
Mine weren't. No, my little rescue, I mean, thank goodness, because I know for some dogs it's very difficult. They go under tables, they're shaking, very nervous.
Mine just thought people were knocking at the door all day.
Oh, so he just would go barking at the door?
I have four dogs. I have three boys and a girl.
Oh.
And they were alerted to the door incessantly.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. That's a lot of doggage, of course. All right. So now you know today's a relatively warmer day. It's well above zero. However, I think that in the coming week, we're going to see our temperatures drop. So I'm going to give a little weather update here. So today, for Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, it's mostly cloudy with a chance of snow in the morning, then scattered snow showers in the afternoon, highs around 30. And then tonight, it's mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows 0 to 10 above. So it's going to take a big drop. And then tomorrow, Saturday, it's mostly sunny, 5 to 15 above. Inland and 15 to 20 along the coast. And tomorrow night it'll be mostly clear, low 0 to 10 below, northeast wind 10 to 25 miles per hour. And then for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, today it's mostly sunny, highs 5 to 25 above. Tomorrow, Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny, highs 5 below to 5 above. And tomorrow night for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, it's mostly clear, lows 10 below to 15 below. Okay. Now, see, I'm always like, once it's zero and above, I feel pretty good. I feel like that's all easy to come and go. And but, you know, the minus 10, 15, and then when the wind chill, it's pretty rough.
What I'm not looking forward to is that day in the future when I'm at a campsite in the 48 and I'm cold and it's not even cold out.
Oh, where you've lost your Arctic credibility. You can't stay. Yeah, it's 40 degrees and you're shivering. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I've had that happen too, actually.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity. I mean, it's true, though. It's when you're cold like that, it's because there's more humidity in the air, and here it's much drier because it's so cold.
Yeah. So we don't have Tundra Drum announcements, per se.
Just because there aren't any, though.
Right, because there aren't any.
Which is a good point. People can always submit those to radio@kyuk.org. And, you know, I was talking to someone on the phone, and I won't say who, but they thought that was a paid, those aren't paid spots.
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm surprised anyone thought that was that. So you just have to submit those, and they're like, they go for 2 or 3 days. You might have to submit them many times over the course of a event. If your lead time is far away and you want to notify people a couple times, you might have to submit a couple times.
Oh, that's okay.
But email them to radio@kyuk.org.
Okay, that's a good idea. All right. So, yeah, so if you want to promote something, you don't have to pay a fee. You can just email radio@kyuk and we will put it into announcements. So, next Monday at with Coffee with KYUK. Who are the guests, Grady? I don't. Do you know the guests?
Well, I have to look at the same thing you're looking at.
Oh, never mind. I got it. I got it. I've
handed you my cheat sheet.
I know, and I'm not used to this particular part. Okay, so Coffee at KYUK. So
They're going to be talking about Slavic, though.
Oh, this just has
at the very end
the description.
There, it says who. At the bottom.
The very
of
bottom.
That same thing, of that same paragraph.
Okay. I don't know. Each weekday, a member of the community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not there. Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
My coffee, KYUK, for the thing is, let's see here. Yeah. We have Father Martin Nikolai from Queethlook and Alex Nick of Bethel. At the very top of your page.
Oh, okay. What are they? What will they be talking on?
Well, this year Slavic traditions will have to be put on pause to follow COVID safety protocols, and therefore it finds many people looking back at past traditions and thinking about the history of the holiday. So on Monday, Father Martin Nikolai from Queethlook and Alex Nick of Bethel will be joining our newest reporter, Olivia Eberts,
okay.
to talk about same about that.
Oh, Slavic. Okay. That's really nice. All right. Very good.
Ooh.
Okay. So we have a caller, and I'll let him patch through that. Okay, so you're welcome to call in about leaving 2020 behind and going forward into 2021. So we have Bertha from Napakiak. Good morning, Bertha.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, this is Bertha Nagaziak.
Oh.
I grew up in Bethel and
Nagasia.
Oh,
sorry.
I was raised here and I'm probably well known.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring up something that's really important.
Okay.
There's it would be good for people who don't have running water.
Okay.
It would be nice to have a laundromat again where people can take shower or take a bath.
Right.
And where it can be affordable or at least free for people who can't afford it.
Yes.
Be nice to have a place instead of whoever think they can run this town in Bethel and wasting buying money on other things that's not even no longer being used right now or useful or if it ever will be again. But this thing is our personal hygiene. You know, we'd like to be clean instead of wondering where we're going to wash our clothes and wash our body. And I know this goes on for many people, not just me. I mean, I have a place, but I think of those people who didn't have a place. Because I know I used to didn't have a place, and now I do. The water is kind of a little bit of an issue. But my concern about this topic is that whoever thinks they can run this town got to come up with something to help everybody, all our people in our community and our surroundings for people who need to have this taken care of or get started work on or something. Because how much I really care for everyone. Washing clothes, doing laundry, having a warm place to go for people who didn't have a place to go. Hmm. Instead of being kicked out and being allowed to be limited where to go warm up, especially in this kind of whatever weather, when it changes, Where they're gonna go? I know that I was glad that I mentioned to Rick Robb about bringing up that homeless shelter here in Bethel. Or there wouldn't even be none here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to name it after me and he never, but I'm not worried about that. I'm just glad that it's been finally been taking care of all these years. I told him I don't care how long it takes. It got to be done to build a homeless shelter for people who have no place to go, where they need shower, where they need to do their laundry. It's the next thing I'm wondering about. If there's anything else, I'll bring it up. Thank you. Happy New Year. Love everybody.
Thank you, Bertha.
Everybody needs a prayer. Begin your day with a prayer. And thank everybody for being in my life, our lives. Have a wonderful day. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Everybody be good.
Have a
good day.
Thank you, Bertha. So glad you called. I remember the laundromat 20 plus years ago when I got here, and I would in Bethel, there was where you can get water now.
But was it different than the laundromat we have now? How do you mean?
Yeah, the building's burned down and it's been taken down, but it had like rows of washers, rows of dryers.
Paid or non-paid washers?
No, you had to coin operate.
Oh, okay.
But they also had people who would do your laundry. You could pay mm-hmm. a fee, and they would do the laundry and fold it, and you go and pick it up. Oh. Yeah, it's really good.
I really love people who are active and engaged in change.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how that last caller's eyes on the horizon. You know, the next thing. You know, the next thing. And we have to think that if we're progressive, if we're change agents. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, some people are argue obviously for conserving that approach. But if you're a change agent, if you're progressive, then looking at the horizon and aiming at the next thing to tackle.
Yeah.
Is an honorable task. And I think that if you have something like that, callers, call in and tell us what you're thinking about, like Bertha.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, our lines are open, and the numbers are 543-5985, 593-2756, also 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So I've gone out and about in the evening to check out the Christmas lights in Bethel, and there are some, every light is really fun. Now there's a house where they've taken milk jugs and they put a different color bulb on the string of lights, so the bulb is inside the milk jug and it glows the color, so that's really nice. And then there's of course the house on 6th Avenue that if you turn your station to 103.1 FM, the music playing, there's a couple of lights that go on and off and go with the music. That's really fun. And then there's the largest snowman in Bethel. Would you like to know where it is, Grady? Oh, you would. Well, it's across the street from Pinky's Park. It is a wonderful snowman. Very well done. I really appreciate that family doing that. And it looks like we have a caller from Bethel, Garrett. Good morning, Garrett. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello.
Hi. Is Garrett? Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. I think you have to turn down your radio in the background.
Oh, yeah.
We're on a lag.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Yeah, there you go.
Let me do that for you. Hold on a second. It's, okay. Oh. How's that? Better?
Yes. Thank you.
How are you doing, Diane?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I had two things I wanted to call about. The first one is just to say thank you for that delicious cheesecake.
You know what? That's my traveling pie, which periodically I do, and I distributed slices of pie to various.
Yeah.
And you know what's good about it? No socializing needed. Just drop it off and run.
Yeah, drop it and run. That was great. So that
I'm
was
glad
nice
you guys
try.
Enjoyed it.
Janessa and I really loved it. And then I just wanted to just say Happy New Year from Dr. Garrett Hushin, you know, my alter ego over at Arctic Chiropractic.
Yes.
And wish everyone a really healthy 2021. I think it's really, you know, if 2020 taught us anything, it's that our health is important, mm-hmm. to say the least.
Yep.
And, you know, as we all saw that some things are out of our control, but a lot of things are within our control. And it takes sometimes a little help, a little guidance, but we all have, I think, the ability to, you know, have a really healthy and happy new year. So I just wanted to send that vibe out to the YK Delta and just hope that everyone can find what that means for them and find, you know, an avenue to attain it. And I know that's what I want to do this year, is be the healthiest person I can be. So I hope everyone out there in Radio Land can do the same.
Okay, good. Thank you. I hope that for everyone, too, myself included. That's always a good thing to... And New Year's is a really good time to kind of launch something if you want to try some new habits, right? So
absolutely, yeah. And, you know, if you choose your resolution, a lot of times I think people bite off a little bit more than they can chew, mm-hmm. which I know I have in the past.
Okay, yes, heard.
that makes keeping a resolution kind of tough. So, you know, pick something achievable. Maybe you want to walk more, you know. Well, maybe don't try to walk 5 miles if you haven't been doing that. Try to do a lap around your block.
Yeah.
And you'll feel good. And a small accomplishment will help you lead to, you know, incremental gains and gradual progress. And that's the best way to maintain a healthy habit. So I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be healthy and, you know, kind of get this pull yourself up by the bootstraps mentality. And certainly you have to do that a little bit. You can only, you know, change from within, right? But, you know, be kind to yourself and do it in little baby steps. And that's okay. And it takes time, but you'll get a better lasting benefit from it, I think.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Take bite-sized pieces, small changes, they all add up over time. So thank you so
that's
much
right.
for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that being said, I'm going to probably take a more than bite-sized bite of the pancakes I just made for my wife and I. So.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, enjoy that. Hi to Janessa.
Okay.
Have a great
Thanks.
Day.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you and Grady, and it's good to hear you guys on the air today. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you
okay,
very
bye-bye.
Much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. So that was really nice. So I, for January, here's what I'm going to do, Grady. I'm not going to have a speck of sugar. Okay, I know, look, Grady can't even believe it. I know, and I already know there's fudge out on the table here at KYUK.
My mom made that. It's not fudge, though. It's not that great, sorry. It's like an ice cream topper.
Oh,
she was experimenting with something.
I don't know, it looked good to me, but I didn't take it. No.
She sent it.
And that includes no honey, no fake sugars, no fructose, corn syrup, agave sweetener, nothing like that. I gotta, but you know, sugars is as addicting as cocaine, more addictive than cocaine.
Having been an addict to both, I'll tell you that I cannot get rid of the sugar addiction. So I can attest.
You know what?
I can attest. To this.
I've been working on my path to going a month sugar free, like for a month or two. Like I've had to mentally work this out. So we'll see how I do. So now I've admitted that. So now if you see me eating a donut in here.
Well, who's your strongest accountability partner on that?
Oh, probably one of my friends in town here.
Yeah.
I think she's kind of on kick. And then I've got a friend in North Carolina.
Sometimes I think that I know it myself, I should say. I don't realize that the accountability partner is important. Sometimes when someone falls into that role naturally, I tend to take my frustration out on them instead of realizing the value that they're playing in my path to the change that I'm trying to pursue.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try to avoid doing that.
Yeah. With your permission, we'll take a little bit longer break, and we'll play Ugly Sweater Blues by G-Rat Hushstone, Garrett Hushin, his holiday collection. I have it queued up.
Are you kidding?
I'm not.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, you give me a signal when you're ready.
Well,
when we go
to break, it'll just be a longer break. Is all.
Yeah.
Because there'll still be the spots. It'll just, that'll be included.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now, if you're going to give something up, like I am, for 30 days, really good to fill your mind and actions with what you want to put in place. So for me, I'm going to do more home cooking. So I have really good recipes and just do more dishes from scratch and prepare enough for a couple of days and then have those for my meals and not do quick stuff.
Have you had Instant Pot experience yet?
Okay, I have a small Instant
Pot.
However, I cannot seem to grasp how to use it very well.
Because you know what? It's one of these things that you're like me, I think. I think if something's too simple, does it elude you sometimes? Like you're like, oh, it was just two buttons?
I don't know. I mean, there's
it's
the thing.
It's got a lot of buttons.
Well, there's the thing in the back to make sure that the steam's not coming out.
It's either open or closed.
And then there's the... it's either open or closed.
One way, two-way valve.
I don't know why that thing bothers me, but then there's the screen on front that's a computerized screen, and
yeah.
I don't know what the different things mean, and I haven't had the patience. Okay, look, I haven't read the directions for one thing. But I haven't had time. So, but I hear great things about the Instapot that's sitting on my shelf. Wonderful things.
I wish I knew the name of the author. There's an author who wrote a cookbook. Her husband's an engineer, and her friend was one of the product engineers of the Instant Pot. So she had advanced access.
Yes.
And consequently, she has a very good website.
Yeah.
That's been my instruction reading has only been through recipes. But I make the pork carnitas there or get assistance to do that, I should say. A lot of times I'm not the person doing the actual efforts.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've seen pho made in the Instant Pot on a regular basis.
Wow.
And you know how much the pho goes for, like $20 a bottle, you know.
Yeah, now that's the broth in the soup.
Bone broth, yes.
Yeah, it takes 12 hours to make really good broth.
Not in the Instant Pot, though. You see, that two-hour process.
Oh, okay.
Same result.
I wouldn't mind learning how to make that. Oh, yeah, for sure. So anyway, that's what I'm going to do. So if you're somebody who's going to try to do something for the month of January or try something little that you're going to bite off to either change or add to, something good that you're going to add to your life or something you're going to let go of, you're welcome to call in and share that with us and what your tips might be on how you're going to maintain that. Meanwhile, I'm going to read, and then we'll probably go for a short break. I'm going to read a quick email. And this is, the name of the email is COVID-19 Vaccine for the Vulnerable. This is an anonymous emailer. When will the COVID-19 vaccines be available to people with vulnerabilities? Prediabetes, diabetes, obesity, smokers, COPD, asthma, etc. In my opinion, it makes sense to get the COVID-19 vaccine to the vulnerable who are most likely to fill the hospitals, ICUs, or pass away. This prioritization makes sense to me. Okay. And, you know, if you're somebody who's knowledgeable about the vaccine distribution process for YK, feel free to call and give us a little update on that. I know you have to fill out a form and you submit the form and then they'll call you when it's your time, I guess. So anyway, thank you for that email, and you can email us as well at radio@kyuk.org. So we're going to go to a short break.
I'll be watching the phones, but we're going to hear that track from Garrett.
Oh, thank you.
As well. Ugly Sweater Blues. So
okay.
Three, four.
Waka. This is Dan Winkleman, President and CEO of YKHC. YKHC is now distributing approved COVID-19 vaccines. Eligible individuals will be contacted. The vaccines have undergone extensive safety trials, testing, and are over 94% effective. These vaccines are safe and proven to work. After I became eligible, I took the vaccine and strongly urge you to do the same. YKHC is here for you and your families throughout the Delta. Guayana.
This message is brought to you by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Our masks, clean hands, social distancing, and caring for one another. We don't know how long it's going to be here, but it's already been too long for some of us. Please pay attention to your local government and health organization advice. State of Alaska, cities, and tribes stand together with all of you in the fight against COVID-19. This message is sponsored by Uhuru Tahmid Native Council.
How are COVID vaccines made, tested, and approved? COVID vaccine development and testing happens at the same time. No steps are skipped. Vaccines go through several clinical trials, starting with a small group of volunteers, then thousands. A team of medical experts examine trial results, authorizing it for use if it works and is safe. Go to covidvax.alaska.gov to learn more. A message from the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services.
Welcome back to Talk Line. I'm going to give out our numbers here. We're having kind of a slow Talk Line day, probably because it's New Year's Day, and maybe people were up late last night. And
you know, it's the only night in the year where I pick up the phone, I think, to not call my mom, and then I say, oh, wait, I can. I can call my mom at 12:30 her time.
Oh, right, because most everyone's up. Yeah, I got some Happy New Year's at 8 at night because my East Coast friends. Yeah. All right, so the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, and you can also call 800-995-8954. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Our emails will be read over the air, and you can be anonymous for your emails and your calls if you're kind of a shy person.
I hope a couple of people call in because I know that you're feeling hesitant here. But the thing is that, you know, everyone stays up till midnight.
Yeah.
And then the sun's, well, now we're shorter day. Now we're getting back to longer days.
Does KYUK still do that thing where they tell you how many minutes of daylight you've gained and lost?
On your weather at the bottom there. Yep. It's on that printout, too.
Oh, it is?
Yep. I don't have it in front of me handy. I can put it in front of me handier. But you got it on the weather. It's the second page on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow in Bethel or something starts with a date.
Well, it just... Oh, okay. I don't know where that is. Okay.
Tomorrow, January 2nd, it should say.
I did that. Yeah.
Let me get it. I'll get my front. My. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I always like to see how much, how many minutes we're gaining of daylight around this time of year. All right.
What I got going on here? I'll read it to you. Let's see here. Tomorrow, January 2nd, 2021, first light will be at 9:56, sunrise will be at 10:54, sunset will be at 4:48, and the last light will be at 5:47. That makes the day of the length of the day 5 hours, 53 minutes long, which is 2 minutes longer than today.
Oh my gosh, no, I'm going to take every minute that I can. Anyway, so I think probably by February you really start to notice that there's more light in the morning and more light in the
You're
day.
You're a plant person, though. I notice immediately the cusp of this with the plants. I notice immediately the cusp of the day when it goes.
Oh,
that,
when they
there's like
yeah.
6 days of no change, and as soon as there's just a little bit more light, they immediately know it. But I might be kind of one of those people that's kind of
little esoteric in my ways about being tuned into the life of the leaves.
Yes. So anyway, I was talking about how I traveled around in the evening to look at the different Christmas lights, which I really enjoy. And usually I go to Springfield, Missouri, but we don't have, I can't travel. You know, I took the recommendations not to travel, so I didn't get to go down there. And there's usually very spectacular houses. But here we have a few really nice ones going on. I really appreciate it. I just love driving around and seeing them. And I thank everybody who decided to put lights out this year. I know I really liked them. And I like the way they did the tree where the old police station used to be. They do that every year, but that's also nice to see. So we have an email that I'm going to read. The email goes like this. Hi, happy New Year's to come and help me get my stuff out there. Wait, I'm going to start over again. Couldn't read that quite right. All right, so the email goes like this. Hi, happy New Year's to come and help me get my stuff out there. And I would love you for the boys. Says you have any of those things, but I can't understand this email. It's a little hard to follow. I'm going to read it just as it is, and maybe that'll make sense to somebody else. Hi, happy New Year's to come, and help me get my stuff out there, and I would love you for the boys. Says you have any of those things I can think about this weekend, but if I can make a trip out to get me there different than I am now, and will not a new year to the future, and will not a new one cap on a year of the year for a new. LOL. Happy New Year's, guys. I know for a fact that made sense to somebody somewhere. So thank you for your email. As you can tell, we do read your emails over the air, and you can be anonymous for those. And you can call us at 543-5985-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Okay.
When you were talking about the Christmas lights, you were talking about the tuning into the low-power FM transmitter that's there at the... at Wavaron 6th, where you can listen to the Christmas carols in tune with Santa's dancing. You were talking about the...
On 6th Avenue,
right.
Yes.
And the segue's gone now, but it made for a good segue to the low-power FM translators that we're setting up all over the Delta these last few weeks. And by the end of the transition, we'll have 8 new places listening to us, including, Queethlook? Kong is listening to us right now, and Good News Bay.
Wait, I don't understand that. Can anybody in any village listen to KYUK?
Well, anybody can tune into the web stream, obviously, right?
Oh, but if they...
But AM signal only reaches so far. And
right,
so then,
okay.
Just like in Chivac, where an FM, where they have an FM translator, so what they do is they tune in via the internet, they get the stream, and they put it out over the FM on a low-power FM translator.
Oh, so people can just turn on their radio and have
it
right there.
So they turn into FM, yeah. So in 8 new villages across the Delta, by the end of this little short time, we'll be heard in 8 new places, which will expand our listenership and our reach. And indeed, in the future, it'll also increase the likelihood that we have contribution from those villages as well.
Right. Oh, that's really nice. So then we can get greetings not just from Chivac.
Right.
But we can get them from Kong and Queethlook and, yeah. That's
yes,
awesome.
It is very awesome. The full details will, of course, follow when it's mm-hmm. all ironed out and licensed and such. But it's basically an exciting thing around here. I'm really excited.
Did
about
people
it.
Go out to the villages and set it up?
Yeah. So
we had a tall thing.
Yeah, we had basically some schools are partners, some village offices are partners. It's not quite the same. Like an AM tower has to be very, very high. An FM, I don't have the details for the height of the tower, but there's basically a dish-like device that you put up on top of a high place and then wire it down to whatever you're using for capturing that signal. But, yeah, complete build-outs went out to 8 village locations, and that's really just exciting news.
That's really cool. Okay, nice. All right, so I'm getting, you know, so I'm on the radio and then I get a text message from a friend and I can't respond to it in a proper way. Excuse me, I have to cough here real quick.
Those numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. And as you know, we're always watching the email at radio@kyuk.org.
Awesome. Okay, so now, Grady, what are you going to be adjusting for yourself going into the new year? Uh-oh.
I'm like terribly unprepared for this question.
Oh, you haven't given it the 2 months of thought that I gave mine?
So I appreciate the nature of New Year's and the turning of the seasons and stuff like that. I do tend to have issues myself with the arbitrary nature of holidays forcing me to do stuff, right?
Oh, so like, whether you're ready for it or not, that holiday's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, and I do feel that I'm a little bit reflective, and I do feel that I try to engage in change within myself, so I don't find the new year, that cusp, as the place for that. So I have not, like, made a resolution, really. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Oh, can I, would you like me to make one for you?
Whoa!
No, just kidding! I'm joking! Yeah. Look, hey, I'm only on day one of the sugar.
The sugar thing, though, that's the thing, is when you said that, and On the tip of my tongue is, I need to cut the sugar out. That's my worst thing. If I could just substitute Dr. Pepper with something non-sugary,
right?
That one change would be huge. If I could, what I'm trying to do is limit to 2 tablespoons of sugar in my coffee from 4.
Oh, you said,
which is a quarter a cup, I think. I think 4 tablespoons
okay.
is a quarter a cup.
Wow, wow. No, you know what? It's kind of like any other addiction, like with the sugar thing. You go through a detox.
Insidious, actually.
Well, it's because it's everywhere.
Everywhere, and it's in everything, and it's you're doing it all the time, and there's not a stigma.
Yeah, but you go through like a period of like grumpiness and craving, and I know what's coming.
I'm just glad I'm not, you know, when I have sugar, I'm not going to the window. Never mind.
Okay, I did not get that.
Yeah. I want to kick the sugar habit is the point. So probably if I was to take your question completely seriously, I am trying to curb my sugar also.
Yeah.
There's a level sugar measuring spoon here now, so that I'll use just 2 because I use like a quarter cup of sugar in a regular big cup of coffee.
Oh my goodness.
That's not right.
I know.
So I'm fixing that by cutting that in half, and then I'll try to make bigger steps. Dr. Pepper's the next one.
There's sugar in everything. When you read the label, it's shocking, really. Like, why does ketchup need sugar? Now, I don't think it needs sugar, or mustard, or mayonnaise, or anything.
I don't want to talk about my opinion or yours, but I know that people have opinions about the tabled city council issue.
Oh, the tax on sugary beverages. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, just makes for a segue to call out and pitch out to people to call in and share that information, because that's why they tabled it. They want to continue to hear from the public, and this is one of those forums.
Oh, okay, yeah. So people can call in and tag off my my sugar thing. I wasn't thinking about the excise tax, but I'm sure that can go into it. I don't drink sodas and pop myself, though.
I do. It would result in a $2 increase in my budget per week, because I do buy a case of, a 12 or a 24, whatever it is.
Oh, is it $2?
It's $1.50 or something like that.
Oh, that's if they that's if, like, the corporation passes it on to you, because they don't
have
to.
Well, they will, though. And they will, because they're the ones that told me how much it would be more. You know, they slapped a sticker on that thing. Oh, see, I think I'm expressing my opinion now.
Steady.
But they did. They slapped a sticker. They must have spent a lot of money on making sure that every 12-pack of Dr. Pepper in advance of that city council meeting had a sticker. I don't know if it's everywhere. I only bought one store. But
you mean they had a sticker on the
six-pack.
Letting you know.
While I was watching the city council meeting, I could look over at that Dr. Pepper thing, and it said exactly how much it was going to be.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, some money went into supporting.
Well, then, to be fair, they should say how much, how much your diabetes risk lowers. what percentage.
Well, sure, but they
so
don't.
Then they,
but
they, so they should slap that on. That, so then it's fair. It's like, okay, it's going to cost you $2 more, but if you don't buy this, you will diminish your diabetes risk by
2%. How much rigmarole went
in
to get those things on cigarettes in the 70s or whatever, in
oh,
the 80s? You know,
that's
like,
right.
Like,
that's
you know,
right.
Yeah, no one's going to, yeah.
Okay. Okay, just kidding.
Oh, boy. We live in this world
yeah.
where.
It'd probably be better if someone would just call.
Have you seen the film Invention of Lying?
No.
Ooh, you must see.
The
Invention of Lying. It's a. It's a Ricky Gervais film, and in it, not to give away everything, but basically, there's a. It's the premise is a world where lies do not exist yet. Mm-hmm. On the mother's deathbed, he invents heaven.
Oh.
And invents lying as a result, because heaven. Well, not, you know, he makes up a story, and so and then he goes to the bank and gets more money. I mean, it's you got to see the Invention of Lying.
Okay, gosh.
I went on to say, because in that film, of course, the advertisers who advertise for various products, Coke included and such, because lying doesn't exist at all, advertisements are just flat and straight, like buy Coke because it's the one you buy already.
Oh, my gosh, Grady. Okay.
Invention of Lying. Everyone must see it.
All right.
See, now this is turning into a movie show. Please call 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Okay. So we might be ending the show at 11 today because it's New Year's Day. And then in the last half hour, we'll play maybe a gayutat?
There's that the recent one that it does need it, it. I heard it needed some post editing, but it did already air. It's about coping with COVID. It's a recent one.
Yes, okay.
You can tell me a little
and
bit about
Igayutat
it.
And gayutat is a show that Esther Green and I do once a month. We missed a couple of months, and so we're. We are playing repeat shows. We have about 18 of shows that we've done over the past almost 2 years. So at 11 o'clock, we're going to play one of the shows. And Esther and I will have a new show for next Wednesday. The first Wednesday of every month is when the show airs. And then they have repeats of the show back-to-back, I think, with Talkline a lot of times. So... anyway, if you want to try and get your call in, that'd be great. We have about 10 minutes left. And you can also email, of course, radio@kyuk.org. And I hope you are having a really nice day today, very relaxing day, because we have... and it's nice that New Year's Day fell on a Friday, so that meant 3-day weekend for people. That's also nice.
Yeah, the episode is Ikayuteta, Coronavirus Keeping a Good Mindset. Oh, you remember that one?
Yes. And that might be a good one to play because next Wednesday our show will be Esther and I talking about her recovery from COVID. Now, when we did the show about having the right mindset regarding COVID, or a good mindset, Esther did not have COVID at that time, and then she got COVID and has since recovered. She's back in Bethel and is able to go around. We go around on drives sometimes to see the town, see the lights, so she's gaining her strength back. So we're going to do a show about her recovery process, which has been weeks.
That will be quite interesting.
Yeah.
The juxtapositioning will be interesting. I love when, by accident almost, because something's been recorded one way, then you get more, the story develops, and then there's another aspect to it.
Well, I mean, I think the point is talking to her about did she apply what we had talked about in the show, she did, and I know that because we had been talking back and forth. While she was recovering from here, then she went to Providence, and now she's back home. So that'll Yeah, so that's what we'll do at 11, and then we'll have our regular talk line next Friday, like we always do. Yeah.
I'm just a little distracted because I'm shuffling shuffling the system, you know, in the back end, getting the things ready for the playback, like you said.
Oh, yeah, good, okay.
I want to make sure that I don't play the wrong one, that episode.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that.
Okay. It does feel like a holiday today. It really does.
Yeah.
Well, here is a caller. So
yeah, we'll let a caller come through. Hello. Oh, okay. So we have a caller coming in. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
On that sugar tax situation for sweet drinks, sugar drinks, it's getting support, but it's also getting people not happy with it. It's getting strong opinions both directions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the peaceful thing to do with this whole thing is bring it to the next elections. Have it be something people vote on. Have the people vote on this.
Make it a ballot measure?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because there's people really against it. There's people really for it. And It wasn't a waste of time presenting it. It's educated a lot of us and made us really aware. And parents are thinking twice about what to buy for their families to drink and all that. So it's been good to put this in the dialogue to have us all discuss it. But I really think the best thing to do at this point is have this be a ballot measure. You don't have it be something on the city council's plate to decide to do or not.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know, I just think that's the most peaceful thing to do on this. Looking at the past, you know, I've lived here since 84. Looking at the past where the city council would argue about alcohol or other things like that, it's just best just let the people vote on it, you know, the pot shop and all that. It's got to be the people voting when it's getting so much strong divide on both directions. It's up to the public, I think, to decide.
I can't remember if we do propositions on taxation. I know we do propositions for people to vote on whether to allow alcohol
There's been stuff in the ballots about taxes.
In the past? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Lifting it from 5 to 6%. I remember that one.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, just let it be something people vote on, and it mm-hmm. gets people out there to vote also, which is a good thing. And I just think that's the best way to do it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, we had we being the Lions Club, we needed help with food bank, and BCS Foundation helped with writing a grant, and we had some contract people really helping. They're the biggest help with this, and had food bank. We had USDA produce. We had holiday boxes purchased. And people delivering it to people's households thanks to the contract and thanks to volunteers that help with that. And there's a lot of need out there for the food, and it's going to continue, you know. It's probably, right now we have probably more than 300 households right now, a little bit more than 300. I know more than that probably qualify right now.
Wow.
But the number to get on is 545-5043. Also, we need volunteers. They can help us bag and sort the food ahead of time. They can help deliver. There's no contact. You just leave it at the doorsteps. So there's a potential to really keep this going and get a big momentum. It's like the winter shelter, how far it's gone now. Now there's going to be a new building. Well, it's an old building that's newly renovated. And it's going to have shower and washer and dryer when it's all done. There's going to be those kind of provisions, that lady that called in the beginning of the show that had that concern.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to address that. It's going to have daytime programs. It's going to address all these things. When you see what's in Anchorage, where people in Anchorage have a place to donate winter gear or offer programs and work with people individually, once this is established, it's going to have that potential, too, because each person that's in those situations has their own story and how to get out of that. And you get to know them individually when you work with the homeless. They're not, you know, I think there's a lot of stereotype out there about, you know, people's attitudes about that. But each of these people have their own story, their own situation, their own solutions to get their feet back on independent, self-reliant, you know, living. So I just want to let people know, you know, if New Year's resolutions include anything about volunteering or donating or anything like that, I'm in the phone book, Susan Taylor, and I can help you with whatever direction you want to go with your energy and your concerns about what could help make this place a better community.
So you're in the phone book. What's a phone book?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, I have a cell phone, too. But 543-4368 is my landline.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you've kept your landline.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
The old phone, yeah.
Oh,
so and it's good. It's good, because if somebody doesn't know how to get a hold of me, because cell phones aren't listed anywhere. People just stick their phones on their phone, you know. And that's how, you know, it's the phone book is becoming something for the museum,
yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Although I use it. I have things written all over it, but it's getting old, and then get a new one, and I write all over that. So
yeah.
I wish there was still some kind of a hands-on book, you know, because I have one in my car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the businesses, you know, I don't remember all their numbers, and I don't want to load my phone with that.
I know.
Yeah, so, but I'm old school, too. I think other people think that's, you know, no big deal. So
it's so funny how when we were younger, we knew so many phone numbers. I could go to any pay phone and...
Yeah.
And put money in and dial up someone, because I had it all in my head.
And with the dialing, and now it's a push button, and sometimes I don't remember the number, but I remember the pattern I push the buttons.
Yeah, I know.
It's really weird, you
it's
know,
like that
how you remember things. Yeah,
true.
All right, well, I really think that, you know, I'm just optimistic with the vaccinations out there. Right now, anyone that knows somebody 65 and older that might need help to get their vaccination, it's really important. We don't want people to fall through the cracks. That's their turn now to get this vaccination,
mm-hmm.
you know, 65 and older. And we really need to protect the elders, and that's a good way to start it. And then the frontline workers at the stores that deal with everybody all day long, you know, they got the website, and there's a phone number to call if you have questions. I think their numbers of the hotline is 543-6949.
Yes, 6949, yep.
Yep, and then there's a website, too, but if you want to talk to a human being and get some kind of direction. And so there is hope, and we still need to have the masks and the social distancing. We still need to do all that.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
it's getting old and we're getting tired of it, but it's saving lives. It is. When somebody that's prone to die from it doesn't catch it, that's a life you save. And people that spread it don't even know they have it. And then, you know, it's just the masks really help all of us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Susan, for your call.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And to everyone, Happy New Year. We're going to close the show at this point and switch over to Igayetit. And I hope you have a wonderful day and enjoy the relaxation and peace that we have right now.
Express yourself.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints.
Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Travel restrictions alone are not enough to prevent a COVID outbreak. The precautions work best at protecting us from COVID-19 when layered together. Please continue to only spend time indoors with members of your household. Stay home, except for essential activities like exercising or getting groceries. Wear a mask anytime when you leave home. If you must be around someone who is not part of your household, wear a mask. Maintain at least 6 feet of distance and stay outdoors if you can. Wash your hands and disinfect surfaces in your home frequently. Everyone must be vigilant and practice the precautions needed to protect ourselves and our loved ones. This message brought to you by the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
In support of efforts to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in the Bethel area, the YK Fitness Center is currently closed, but we encourage you to stay active. Being active is an essential part of keeping your immune system healthy and strong. Virtual fitness classes, motivational challenges, health information, and more are available at ykfitness.org. Be safe, stay active, and we look forward to seeing you soon. This message sponsored by the YK Fitness Center.
Waka, this is Dan Winkleman, President and CEO of YKHC. YKHC is now distributing approved COVID-19 vaccines. Eligible individuals will be contacted. The vaccines have undergone extensive safety trials, testing, and are over 94% effective. These vaccines are safe and proven to work. After I became eligible, I took the vaccine and strongly urge you to do the same. YKHC is here for you and your families throughout the Delta. Guayana.
This message is brought to you by the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
At YKHC, we remain here for you and your family, especially during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. We are doing everything in our power to prevent these difficult circumstances, but we need your help. If you are experiencing any symptoms of illness, you should immediately isolate yourself from others and contact YKHC for testing. In Bethel, call 543-6949 or arrive for drive-through testing on Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. If you are in a village, call your local clinic. Everyone must do all they can every day to stop the transmission of this illness. This includes testing and isolating yourself when you feel even a little bit sick. This message brought to you by the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Ayagalran nun chokhut skimen COVID-19 namak agolaichtilgaron ritet damagmen alghutst ilakshuting igayu gut COVID-19 an ritlhgamun ukut biskut jali malhtaqurluki nalgutsten kingan ilagaqluki niftsni witagluten tagam sami jaqataqufd khallutmen pinachjarluku khallu kipusvicht covid anluten Maskamak atok sainagluten nivnik anna qafit. Nalagut kinagishkin mashhurak kaukubgu maskamak atokluten agvinlignik itkhanagmak yaqsikhtaluki. Sami shu, witangnaqluten pinaqqikan. Unatst rukhtugluki pkhikhtugluki shu chatqayngit. Tamamta munga kakhkaukukut malikhtaku shu taashu piskutnun nausun ritlhgamtnun.
Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation. You can catch TalkLine every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
Hi everyone, welcome to Igayutat, a little show about the little things that make our lives healthier. I'm with Esther Green today, and it is near the end of March. That means we are in the middle of the pandemic, and we thought that it might be good today to talk about the pandemic, how we're preparing ourselves, and what we're doing day to day, and what are some suggestions that Esther might have for how we can keep a good mindset during a time like this. So Esther, oh, and to let everyone know, Esther and I are maintaining our 6 feet of social distancing. Hello, way over there. Okay, so Esther, you've been home now about how long?
2.5 weeks.
Yeah, what's that been like, staying inside all of that time?
Besides not wanting to do anything, I have to break that and do something.
That's a really good point. A lot of people say that if you have to be on a self-quarantine or we're sheltering in place, it's really important to, if you can, have a schedule even for you and your children. But what about that idea of how important it is to keep busy?
It's really good. Because I like to be alone, I really enjoyed my quiet time, and it makes me think over some things besides watching TV, looking at what Trump is doing. I like to watch it, and yet I don't like him.
Okay. Well, that is one way to spend your pandemic. But yeah, so you've been home. Like, are there some, how do you keep yourself busy?
Just keep wiping, and I have a container filled with soapy water and Clorox. And so I take that and wipe.
Wash the dishes a lot. I mean, wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Washing my hands. Even I'm not mixed with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you say to people who start to get really nervous or start to feel really afraid since this is going on all over the world?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to people who are, you know, letting that anxiety get a hold of them?
What you do is you have to think and say to yourself, I'm safe because I cut myself from going to places. I'm washing my hands. I'm taking care of myself. Not going out, and advise some others to do the same over the phone. And it's only up to me to, if I want to be healthy.
I think that's really important what you're saying, because there are things we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So to help our anxiety, we can remember that we have some control and that we aren't just sitting waiting for something to happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking the actions like you were saying. And what about when you think about times the flu has been in this region, which was during your mom's time, what kind of stories did you hear that would be helpful to people in terms of how we get through this one?
Mm-hmm. Right now, we have to listen to elders when they talk about do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
Also, more importantly, right now, the health, professional health workers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very important because they know about certain things that we don't.
Right.
And I haven't called the hospital yet. Mm-hmm. But for my appointment, it was so kind for my provider to call me, and we did it over the phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Telehealth, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're using a lot of that now, which a long time ago did not exist.
Mm-mm. Many, many years back, during great death or any other epidemics, there was nothing like this. People had no phone, nothing. Mm-hmm. They're just stuck in the home because they get so weak, cannot do anything, mm-hmm. but just lay in bed.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal, how much more communication we have now than we did a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And way back then, there weren't this many people, 2020.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
There were fewer people. What made it fewer people is they were scattered, little tiny, like five houses or mm-hmm. six houses in one
area, yeah.
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 And they were scattered, you know.
Yeah. Probably back then, yeah, it was hard to get information about what was happening. But now we can have the information. We can get answers to our questions compared to a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. when my mom got this from her, she got this information from her dad. Mm-hmm. Her parents, that when people start getting sick and dying, they knew something was coming. I mean, mm-hmm. something was there, hitting, killing people. They knew it was something. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't really name it. But then later on, they talk about measles.
Mm-hmm. Other kinds of diseases.
Other kinds of diseases. And the great death, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know, so they just took take care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
helping one another while they're strong, still strong,
mm-hmm.
cooking for neighbors, sharing their food with their sick neighbors, and men keep getting wood and packing water, dumping honey buckets. And
so it's kind of like you have to let life keep going even if something's happening like that.
Yeah.
And there's still things you need to do each day that you normally would do. Just keep doing it, mm-hmm. you know, except for the part where you might be around other people. One thing I was thinking about was we don't have anyone who has tested positive in our town. But I wonder about, at some point, it's very likely that somebody is going to test positive.
Mm-hmm.
And people might want to blame that person in some way or say, oh, no, why did they go to the store? Or, oh, I saw them in a taxi with a bunch of people. Or, you know, that people might start talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that? Or what would you...
Yes. Things like that can happen.
But if somebody does test positive, do you think people, what kind of attitude should people have about that? Should they be like blaming and point the finger, or do you want, do you suggest that they have another attitude?
They should have good attitude. Mm-hmm. Words should come out to that person, you'll be okay, but you need to take care of yourself. Stay at home. Don't mix with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay there and wash your hands,
mm-hmm.
wash your house or whatever, wipe mm-hmm. doorknobs
yeah.
and things like that.
See, that's a more kinder
mm-hmm.
way than just blaming them or
yeah.
treating them in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that day could come to us in the next few weeks. We may get some positive cases, and it's going to send a ripple
yeah.
through the region.
You know, in times like these, there's no one to blame.
Good point. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
People spread it without even knowing they were spreading it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Without even knowing where they got it.
Mm-hmm.
They just... So it's really important not to blame people.
Yes.
Yes. For this.
When you're preparing for it, that's an act of respect.
Wow, that's yeah. interesting. Yeah.
You have to respect. I know it's ugly and scary, but you have to respect it and do all, be on the road with do's and don'ts.
Yeah, yeah. And I like that idea of respect because that has a little, that makes me feel like I have a little more power, actually.
Yeah. Down awalink da nallofut dawam ni jugnilim thun jiulaput kwankofi ol dakhpan rullerit akkallaat apqaaglu ki qaillum pilhatmik jangkhlim tuk khatin Dai ma kanh kalhtut nalun rilnut janglim kaihum a akkiulhka jaliatam anaka khwatn kan kalhut jamilini khwatn janglagmun ulakhtiqniluta toil Quat and Billuni, Unahuk Jangherluck. Kituni Lugu, Bing I took. A guy left newly. Younger schooling in Rift newly. Pitchatum. Tamapun cook pitcher pickinani. Kitu mun yukumun tutsukungak. Toa sukwatan piluni. Kichik na kokuk. Kichik kum tuhuk kwat na yachikukut. In kutat nis nga luki. Una suchang laktailra. Jawn ysgwrs gfnagw. Dama gwn gan gallwg llun angau o gogn i jachbog mwn. Dwys yn allwg llun am illi dama dwm gan fwrt gallwg.
All right, so it looks like we're going to be in this situation with the pandemic, you know, for at least another month, maybe even 2 months.
Who knows?
Yeah.
This pandemic has its own...
Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. And how will you... what's your outlook on that?
Yes. I've stated to myself, I'm going to do do's and don'ts as long as this pandemic is around.
You'll just do the stuff you're supposed to do.
Hmm?
I'm sorry, you'll do what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got to obey the instructions mm-hmm. of elders,
yep.
health officials, whatever, mm-hmm. besides taking care of myself.
Yeah. Okay. And, let's see.
And I want everyone to do the same. Yeah.
Well, so far we don't have any cases that are positive.
Yeah.
And we are doing the actions we need to do. And the governor has just had us all. Later, today we have to shelter in place. So we're starting to do a lot of what we need to do to keep mm-hmm. things safer.
Yeah.
And that's good.
We can't ignore the good messages we hear for us to do for our own good.
Mm-hmm.
For our neighbor's own good. For our family's own goodness, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked about there being a pandemic and the idea of sort of keeping yourself with an attitude of respect
mm-hmm.
and to listen to the medical providers, listen to elders, stay busy all day, take care of washing your hands a lot and wiping surfaces down, not going around... other people,
mm-hmm.
not being in groups of people. And I guess my question now is, what is it about the Yupik culture that will make this easier for people to go along with?
Number one, elders will be the officials.
Yeah, yeah.
Those people who had experienced. Others might be that too, that heard about.
From relatives, they might have
mm-hmm,
heard, yeah,
yeah.
Stories, and it seems like elders would, I've heard some say, because of that past, how important it is now to do what you're saying, like listen to medical people. Because way back then, people didn't have that level mm-hmm. of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Each village was kind of on its own, in a way. And so nowadays, we do have some good parts. Yeah, so what else about being Yupik could make this go easier?
I'm glad for those older people, they still have their language and they could speak it in their own language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, another one good thing about living in the villages is every house, I think, has CB.
Oh, yeah, the CB. Oh, yeah, the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The elder can turn it on in the morning after everyone turned their CBs on and can talk.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
That is a really great idea. Because everybody will be home.
Yes.
Or they should be home.
Mm-hmm.
Unless yeah. they're out, like, doing subsistence, which yeah. they're allowed to do.
And yeah. another thing is there's lots of old clothes that are not being used
mm-hmm.
in case, what I did was, in case I run out of tissue,
mm-hmm.
I cut out old sheets.
Yeah.
That have been folded and sitting and not being used.
Yeah.
I took those out and made little squares in case I run out of.
That is doing some preparation right there.
Yeah.
You are preparing for whatever may happen. That's good. That's
you
good.
Know, you yeah. can, you can cool. gather old clothes, you can cut them up in squares, mm-hmm. pile them up nicely so they look pretty.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you gotta not panic over something
yeah.
like toilet paper. Yeah.
And there'd be lots of clothes that you want to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to take them out and
turn them into toilet paper. Okay.
And then instead of, the way I think, instead of after using a cloth after bathroom, you don't have to flush it down. You can throw it in the waste paper basket.
That's right. Do not flush your old T-shirt down after you've used it.
Well, sometimes when my hands are yucky, I take some and wipe and throw it in trash.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I can use them also as napkins.
True. Yeah. Okay. Now might be a good time for, like, if families are having to stay at home, and if there's people who speak Yuktan,
mm-hmm.
this would be a good time to let your children hear it all day long, because they're not in school. Mm-hmm. So they can be hearing the language and using the language all the time at home, and that might be a good thing to, that might be a good thing to be doing, too.
Yeah.
It's just really dive into cultural identity and...
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really good. And another thing, you can have talking circle with your own little family.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, and they can talk and talk about this pandemic and what are we doing as a family. And, you know, if there are children, you can talk to them in a real easygoing way.
Yeah.
And you could let them know that you're looking after them and they don't have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
And there are doctors and nurses. And I always think, like, for teenagers, you could have them be more part of keeping the safety, like
put
them in charge of wiping everything down every day, or put mm-hmm. them in charge of making sure their younger brother and sisters wash their hands, and keep them busy with doing things that help the home and the family, pack wood or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever activities are important.
You know, they can make a list of who does this, depending on how many children they have.
Yeah.
For this week, this person will be doing this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then after the week passes, change it to mm-hmm. rotate.
That's a good idea. 'Cause they say that, like, for kids, it's good for them to, now that they're out of school, you want to try to keep them on some kind of schedule
mm-hmm.
because they're used to that. And if you go suddenly from one thing to another, it can be a little bit stressful on kids. So if you try to have your meals around the same time each day, have them spend time outdoors playing around your area so that they aren't in the house all day long, and, you know, watch how much TV,
mm-hmm.
you know, they should read or...
You
play
know,
games.
I heard in one village in Tundra area, the VPSOs, they're on their feet outdoors watching kids. At certain time, they cannot be out of their house.
Okay.
I like it when I heard it.
Oh, so they, like, really keep up with the curfew
mm-hmm.
and make sure, that's good, because that's the safest That's the best place for a kid to be, is at home.